Our community connection, as always, brought to you by First Baptist Church, and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Tom Merrill in from Bank First and Senior Vice President. Might as well get that title out there at least once, recognize you for who you are. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
And Bank First has been either previous name or Bank First, been a Bartlesville banking fixture for a long time.
Yes, it has.
And happy to have you in here this morning. Got an event coming up on Tuesday of next week, I believe.
We do on Tuesday, March 8th. We are having our first Bank First Ag Forum. It's going to be at 5:30 at Tri-County Event Center. That's located at 6101 Southeast Snowwater Road here in Bartlesville. We're looking forward to having three specific guests this year. They're going to talk about livestock economic outlook, the Veterinarian Feed Directive, and State Question 777, Right to Farm. Dr. Daryl Pill, which a lot of people know him in our areas,
Oklahoma. He has been in this state, this area of the state, frequently. I've never had the opportunity to face-to-face meet him, but he is a recognized authority on his topic in the state.
Yes, he is, and he will cover the livestock economic outlook. Heard him speak quite a few times, and very interesting, very knowledgeable man.
And ag producers, regardless of their commodity, what they do, how they do it, in many cases, I think there are no better economists out there, because they have to plan sometimes more than a year in advance as far as what they think they're going to get for whatever commodity they're selling, be that corn, be that wheat, corn, cattle, whatever it might be. They've got to plan their crop, plan their livestock herd, and adjust their input costs appropriately.
Absolutely. Anytime that you're in the agriculture business, you are looking at forecasts. And, you know, there are variables in the economy that will affect that in many ways. You're looking at oil prices, you're looking at the cost of, the stock market is a major variable to that also. So Dr. Peel is going to cover a lot of that. He is one of the leading spokesmen for our economy here in Oklahoma.
Well, and he's coming through the livestock market outlook and risk management for livestock producers. And when you talk about risk management, that again covers so many possible variables. I'm pretty sure that he will make a presentation and then probably open it up for questions.
Yes, he will. There will be a Q&A at the end of that. We'll open it up for a good time. For people just to ask questions and be comfortable in that setting.
Yeah.
So, and Dr. Peel, he is the Charles Breedlove Professor of Agribusiness in the Department of Agriculture and Economics, and he served as the Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist since he came to Oklahoma State University in 1989. So we are definitely looking forward to his knowledge and his input to our plans for the next year.
Yeah, and since you've heard him talk, you can probably speak to just the fact that he, is a speaker that people, when he speaks, kind of use the stock market firm. When he speaks, people listen.
Yes, that is a definite case. Yeah. So, and he's an economist, so he's projecting, and there are many variables out there that can affect that. Determine that outcome.
Yeah, well, and we'll be interested to hear what he has to say. He is just one of the speakers you've got on the platform.
Yes, he is. Dr. Craig Payne. He is currently the director of the Department of Veterinary Extension and Continuing Education at the University of Missouri College of Veterinary Medicine. We're excited to have him. He is going to talk about the Veterinarian Food Directive, the Feed Directive. This is a new outcome from the laws that have changed in regards to getting antibiotics into feed and water solubles. Mm-hmm. So this is a new change for many of our producers in the area, and I think this is going to be a very interesting and profitable discussion for our customers.
I think as consumers, when we go to the grocery store, we see the little labeling somewhere along there, you know, no additives, no hormones, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's particularly becoming more and more, you know, to the forefront as we buy the finished product, whether it's the milk, the meat, whatever it might be. And so the people up down the food chain need to know what's going on.
That's exactly right. And we're looking forward to seeing what Dr. Payne can tell us about these changes. You know, there's going to be a lot of effects throughout this process. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to come to fruition in December of this year. So it's already been enacted, but the change is going to take effect in the next 12, you know, throughout the end of the year, the next 12 months. And so knowing this, we want to bring Dr. Payne in to discuss this and hopefully just benefit our community and our region that we cover in the Osage, Washington County, and Noawa County areas, and many areas around Oklahoma, because we cover the whole state of Oklahoma. We're not just here in this area, we're all over the place.
Well, and just based on the topic and the people you're having in, it's entirely possible you may get a few migrating from Kansas, too.
Absolutely. We have got a number of people already registered. And the key to that is that you want to RSVP this. We have a limited amount of space, mm-hmm. but we want people to call in an RSVP for... you want to talk to Megan Means at the bank, and I'm going to go ahead and give her a number out.
Please do.
It's at 918-337-4509. Or you can email her at mmeans@bankfirst.com, and please RSVP. We are going to, this is a free event, we're going to feed you, mm-hmm. and have a great time during this process.
Well, feed them and they will come. We've learned that for sure.
That is true.
We're going to take a break, and we will continue. There's one more person on the lineup we need to talk about and a few more details to cover before we're done. Community Connection continues in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, and continuing our time talking about the upcoming Bank First Ag Forum that's coming up next Tuesday. Tom Merrill in from Bank First to help us out. We've talked about a couple of the experts, and one definition that I've heard about an expert is somebody from out of town with a briefcase. Our next guest, actually, we can't call him an expert because they're from town.
Well, that'll be Jess Kane. That's a good way to put that. He is a local attorney, and he is currently serves as the vice president and executive board member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Now, he will be speaking on the right to farm. That is the Oklahoma Right to Farm, State Question 777. And this comes up on the ballot November 8th of this year. And this is going to be a referred constitutional amendment. Mm-hmm. The measure, upon the voter's approval, would establish a constitutional guarantee for farmers and ranchers to engage in farming and ranching practices. Now, I don't want to get real far into this. That's where Jess Kane will jump in and explain the pros and cons, because every time you have one of these votes coming down, you have the pros and cons on it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to let Jess talk in detail about that. I don't think we're going to give opinions on it. I think information is the main point here.
Well, and I remember covering Right to Farm as a news story, but again, only from the viewpoint of those that wanted to put it on the ballot. And I think, you know, just from a news point of view, there's no topic so bad that we can't discuss it and put it on a ballot. So, you know.
That is a very true statement. I think it's very important to understand what our rights are
yeah.
in the state of Oklahoma, and we don't want these outside sources. agents coming in and trying to change our way of life here in Oklahoma, because we're an ag state.
We are
many, many things in Oklahoma. We're a great state, but I believe that ag is a major economic force in our state.
And I think when you look at some of the actions that the Attorney General has taken on real or perceived federal overreach into the affairs that ought to be something that the state had control over, that's one of the reasons that that question is on the ballot.
That is very true. They're trying to keep other states to enact things that will affect Oklahoma. And so I think this is a very positive thing. Whether you're for it or against it, it's not our opinion. It's a matter of its information.
And information, you can take it back to Thomas Jefferson. He believed that educated voters make good choices, and that's why he advocated for public schools.
Amen. That is a true statement.
Yeah. So and that's part of what you got going on for this free seminar coming up next Tuesday. It's an education session, whether it's through the presentation of your three people that will be on in front of the crowd, or simply the question and answer discussion that's going to go on forth later.
That's right. And, of course, we want to bring Bank First to the forefront on this. And
my question was going to, why is Bank First doing this?
Well, we're doing it for education for our customers and for our community. We have a huge number of producers in our area, both in all the three, four counties that we serve up here from Bartlesville. But we just want to educate. And we want to be educated. As lenders, we have to be on top of these things, because our customers and people around us count on us to know. And we try very diligent to stay on top of the cattle prices. We try to stay on top of the economics. We want to know what's affecting oil prices. Oil prices are a huge factor, especially in our communities around here. We're affected daily by those factors. So they have an expectation of us to know exactly what's going on. We can't know everything, but boy, through education, through people and talking and listening, we want to offer that to our community. And so, and we also want to say that, you know, Bank First is a huge ag lender in the state of Oklahoma. We're in over 50 communities in the state of Oklahoma. We're the largest bank, state chartered bank in Oklahoma. I think we are over 70 banks in the state.
I was going to ask, because I know that you have so many locations and probably a lot more than I know about. But that's one more thing that I assume this is, while it may be the first one you've had in Bartlesville, it's not the first time Bank First has done this sort of thing.
No. Statewide, actually, we have about $331 million in both ag and real estate and non-real estate loans. So we have a very large portfolio, and we're very thankful for the state to support us, and we want to support the state in every aspect.
Yeah. You mentioned that while it's free, you do want to know how many people are coming, if for no other reason than how many chairs to set up in the room.
And how much food to get to order. So, yep. Yes, we definitely want people to RSVP. If we need to expand the area, we will. And for the number of people coming in, we will. We want this to be a large event, and we're hoping to make this an annual event.
And that was another follow-on question, and you've already answered that one for me, that assuming this is successful, that this is I'll call it a recurring, whether it's annual or just as, you know, as many times as you can work it in.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, this is great. And just the reasoning behind it, I think we've covered this already, but I just want to get this out. If the people who are actually doing the work, the ag producers are out there, they're educated, then when they come to you for financing for a project, for new equipment, for whatever expansion they may need, then as bank lenders, you have a better idea what they're asking for.
That's exactly right. And I will say that, you know, knowledge is power, and we want to share it, and we want to grow our knowledge along the same way. We're going to be there as lenders. We're going to be listening to what each one of these professionals, these great people of knowledge, can give to us, and we're looking forward to that. And we also, as Bank First, we do ag lending in regards to equipment, cattle. We do real estate. We'll do any type of agriculture, any commercial. We're not just narrowed down to one specific thing. We do many, many things.
Well, I would assume just as land is bought and sold, and much of the ranch land, farmland around here stays within families, it may move from one family member to another, but sooner or later it is sold to somebody, and you're involved in that process too.
Absolutely. Ranches do sell. Small pieces of land do sell. And if they're agricultural purpose or if they're large ranch purposes, we want to be there for our customers and for our future customers to take care of them and be very competitive in our structuring, be competitive in the rates, because everybody is rate sensitive and we want to compete and we want to be there.
Is this a good time for ag lending? Are rates favorable for that sort of thing?
It is. It is a great time to borrow money, whether it be agriculture, commercial, consumer. Things are still very, very strong. Even in the year of the election, things are still very, very strong statewide.
Okay, well, this is, I think, great economic news that I would think anybody involved in again, ag production, whether it be crops or livestock, either way, there's going to be a lot of things they need to know.
Absolutely. You know, crops are a pretty good percentage of agriculture up here, but primarily I think it's probably that the cattle be in that industry.
Yeah.
But we do try our best to stay on top of that information.
Well, I think it's important information, and I'm certainly glad that somebody is out saying, here, we got some experts that will answer your questions and give you authoritative information. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Tom Merrill with us this morning. Let's say one more time the phone number or email address or who to walk in the front door and talk to.
You can contact Megan Means at 918-337-4509, and her email address is mmeans@bankfirst.com. Please feel free to RSVP. We want to make sure that we have plenty of seating for everybody and be prepared to serve you.
Okay, again, that's coming up on Tuesday, 5:30 at Tri-County Tech on Nowata Road. Livestock Economic Outlook, the Veterinary Feed Directive, State Question 77, which is 777, if I didn't get all those numbers out there. That's Right to Farm. Dr. Daryl Peel, Dr. Craig Payne, and Jess M. Kane, and dinner will be provided, so be sure and get that RSVP in real quick, okay? Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you for this opportunity.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.